Leaders are all around us, at all times and in every area of our lives. They motivate. They risk the first step. But what motivates a leader? In KWBU Central Texas Leadership Series, we talk with people in our community who guide and inspire to find out what makes them tick. In this episode, Cynthia Frias, an education advocate and involved parent, discusses her decision to step out of her comfort zone and join the Border Transformation Waco to strengthen public education for the families in her community. Transformation Waco is a non-profit that provides wraparound services, after-school programming, and early childhood programs to four Waco ISD campuses. Hosting today's conversation is KWBU's Community Engagement Coordinator, Rachel Velasco. This conversation was recorded on the 11th of November, 2024, in the KWBU studio.
Cynthia, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm really excited to get a chance to talk to you.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Absolutely. So first of all, I'd love to hear a little bit about your story. I know that you you work for Baylor. You're part of the supervisory team over at McMullen Faculty Center, but you're also a board member at Transformation Waco, which is really an interesting community leadership role, and that's why we've invited you here today. I want to hear your story, but kind of take us back to the beginning. Like, tell us about, you know, how long you've been here in Waco and how you got involved, you know, in your community.
Sounds good. So I've been living in Waco for about 12, 13 years now. I was born in California. Then I was raised in Mexico after that. So I was born in California. And then probably I was 5 years old when my parents got divorced. So I went with my dad to Mexico. I was raised over there and I did school, everything over there. But I was always wanting to come back and, you know, see how life was over here. So that didn't happen until 2011 when I was about 20, 21 years old. I was already in college back in Mexico. I was doing graphic design for a reason. I don't know why, but I was doing that. And then when I decided to come over here, I was thinking about just working for a year and going back home and just keep on with my life. And here I am, 12, 13 years later. I have a whole life over here. I have, I'm married. And we just had our 10-year anniversary. And we have two kids. I have a 12-year-old daughter, Sophia, and I have my son who is 6 years old, Theo.
Okay. Sounds like you're a very busy lady with a family.
Very busy. They definitely keep me busy all the time.
Absolutely. Yes. And so what school do your kids go to?
So my son right now is in kindergarten. He goes to Alta Vista. My daughter also went to Alta Vista, but right now she is enrolled in Robinson ISD.
Okay, yes. Great. So tell me about the journey to you getting involved in Transformation Waco. And actually, let's put a pause there. Before we talk about how you got involved, give me just the snapshot of what Transformation Waco is. So what does the organization do here for the students in the schools in Waco ISD?
So I'm going to tell you what my perspective of the services, right? Because I'm barely starting. I'm new with them, so I'm learning as I go as well. So I will say that back in 2011, when I'm guessing they had like a partnership with Grassroots and Waco ISD, they started offering services for parents, leadership groups, after school programs and whatnot. They were involved in many events that the school was offering. So that's how I got to get information and I got involved with them and everything. So that's how everything started. So my perspective is Transformation Waco, helping kids, helping parents, helping the staff, and just involved from beginning to end.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so some of the services I was looking at into Transformation Waco, some of the services that they offer include early childhood programs. There's clinical social work programs that are available. On-campus telehealth for students.
Yes.
They have a vision program, some behavioral health services that are available, and then low to no cost after school programming and tutoring. So it's a pretty comprehensive type of services that they're offering to the students in these campuses. And so it looks like there are four Waco ISD campuses right now that are involved in these services with Transformation Waco, and that's Alta Vista, Brook Avenue, J.H. Hines, and G.W. Carver Middle School. So, you know, as a parent, you were a recipient of these services at Alta Vista, and that's really what got you involved. And so, you know, as a parent, what were your first thoughts about, like, oh, well, this, these services, like, this is all available? Like,
well, of course, let's start with the services for after school, right? You know, as a parent, you always struggle with the time that you are at work, the time that you have to leave work to go pick up your kids. And then if you don't have any availability from family members or friends to take care of them, then you have to look, and you sometimes are in the middle of, should I leave work early and then miss that extra hour or two? If it's possible, of course. If not, I mean, you have no one to do that for you. So just for them, offering the after school services was like a huge help. Plus, sometimes they are totally free at some point. They offer, you know, a lot of activities for the kids. They do have snacks and all type of good things happening during that hour or two that your kids have to spend after school. Really, really good.
Yeah, so as a parent, I mean, obviously this is making a huge impact to you, because like you said, you're working full time. There's a cost, you know, involved in after school care often. And so being able to have these services in a way that's affordable for your family, it makes a huge difference. And so what was this shift for you? What was the thing that said, hey, I'm a great, this is a great program, I really love it, I'm going to tell people how much I like it, to, you know what, I want to do more. I want to be a part of the leadership team. I want to step forward and say, you know what, get me involved. What was that process like?
I think it was really slow. It wasn't something like a switch just, you know, turning on for me. It was like slowly getting involved in people from Transformation Waco and the staff at Alta Vista just taking me into consideration for the events and just encouraging me to come to the meetings. And, oh, thank you so much for being here, Ms. Frias, and we're so thankful that you're always here. Just, it was probably last week when I went to another meeting, and they know I'm going to be there. Like, they expect me to be there. So I think it was really slow, just knowing and learning that I am capable of doing these things, that I can actually do something different for my kids, just making that little difference here and there.
I want to talk about that a little bit more, because I think that's the whole purpose of these conversations that I have with community members is, you know, so many times we think of the word leadership and we're thinking about people in these really high ranking places that have all this training and they have all this experience. But really, being a leader means being willing to step out of your comfort zone and step forward and say, I'm going to lead by example. I'm going to do the things that I would like other people to be doing. And so, you know, for someone like yourself who doesn't have, you know, board member training or leadership training or any of these things, what was the convincing thing that made you go, you know what, I can do this and I want to be a part of this leadership team and I want to step forward?
Well, I go back to saying they are very encouraging. So just sending that little card saying thank you, do you want to be a part of this? Just again, you know, I really like to highlight that, because that's really what pushed me to do that. And really, when they told me to apply for the position at the board, I really felt like, me? Like, do you want me to be a part of it? And I'm like, well, I told my mom, they're seeing something in me that I'm probably not seeing. And she's like one of the main people that have been pushing me to do something different. She's like, go for it, try it. And here I am trying new things and learning from all of them. And I'm really excited. Like I told them on the application, as long as you guys are willing to be patient with me and to show me the things that I don't know, because of course, I don't know many things, but I'm going to learn and I want to. And I have that need of learning and just showing my kids that we can do this. Like, you can make a difference. You can just have to put the work into it.
I love that. It sounds like your mom has been a real big supporter for you. What were some things that, you know, growing up, you grew up in Mexico primarily with your dad, it sounds like.
Dad, yes.
So coming back and having a relationship with your mom here, and, you know, what was that like, hearing her encouraging you and really her being a role model for you to say, hey, like, you can step forward, be a leader, go out and show your kids what this could look like. What was that experience like?
So, yes, of course, I was raised by my dad. I was raised by my grandmother as well. Coming back to Waco, my mom has been a huge, huge support, of course. I had communication throughout the years, of course, with her, but it wasn't always, you know, we were missing that connection that we're able to have right now. So as soon as I got here, she was already telling me to take English classes because, of course, English is my second language. It is for her as well, but she's been able to do many good things, and I'm really proud of her, by the way. So the support just looked like giving me the tools to learn how to go to the library, how to go to the bank, and just those basic things that she showed me made a huge impact. And then after that, you know, in the last few years, she's been always putting that little thought in my brain, like, you can go to school, you can do this, like, just try it. And, you know, I just finished with my associates and I couldn't believe it. Like, she was crying when when we were taking those pictures after graduation. She was crying because she told me, you know, I told you, you're able to do this. And I just asked her, should I continue? And she said, yes. So here I am trying to go for my bachelor's, which I think I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. You know, I know times are hard sometimes, but it's all about putting the effort, you know, again, putting the effort and not giving up in those tough times. Because right now, you know, I have two essays that I have to submit in less than 2 weeks. And here I am. I know I have to do it. There's no option for me. Yeah. I don't feel like there's an option.
I think that's such a powerful message to send to the people in the community. You know, there's never a good or easy time Mm-mm. to do these things. And so, you know, when we decide that we want to be an advocate or a leader or stand up for things that are important to us, it's about making those hard decisions and those choices and just believing in ourselves and believing in the people that are going to surround us with support. And it sounds Yes. like the team at Transformation Waco is Mm-hmm. really providing that for you. How do you see yourself beginning to provide that for other people down the road?
Well, you know, I'm really excited to hopefully get a job in a nonprofit in the future. So Sarah Pedrati is already, you know, trying to guide me in the right direction when I start having my internships and stuff like that. She already told me to come and find her, shoot her an email if I have any questions. So they're not there just for the board, like business, you know, they're there for you personally. So that I really appreciate that very much because they have been really helpful in all ways, you know. So that's really good.
I think that, you know, having people around you that you can lean Yes. on for support, it really does make things so much easier. I sent you some questions, and one of the questions you answered I thought was so beautiful, and I'm actually just going to read your answer, and mm-hmm. then I want you to kind of talk a little bit about it. But one of the things I asked you was, you know, what's the difference between an advocate and a leader? And you said that, you know, a leader shows you how to do things and how to follow the rules, but an advocate will listen and will be involved emotionally, whatever you have, right? This Yes. person will help you, drive you to do the right thing. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think that that's a really beautiful distinction between leader and advocate. And when we're talking about the role that Transformation Waco plays for the children in the community, having people who are willing to say, yeah, we're going to lead, but we also want to advocate for these kids. Yes. And we want to show them that somebody does care.
Yes.
And they are invested emotionally. What is that experience like for you when you know that the work that you're doing is impacting the lives of the families in your community?
Well, I think that whenever you want to do, you make the difference, right? Like in the future, of course, I want to do social work. So that's really important for me, just for the Hispanic community, especially. I'm going to talk about that. That's one of the things that really drive me to do all those leadership courses with Transformation Waco. And, you know, sometimes they also ask me, why are you doing this? And I'm like, because I want to show the Hispanic community that you can also be a part of this. You can also include yourself in your children's education. By doing that, of course, your family is going to thrive. And by consequence, your community will thrive. So who doesn't want that, right? Who doesn't want a thriving community and a happy community when you have your kids happy, you have parent and kids and staff involved in that. So I think having that emotional connection with the work that you're doing, it's very big, very important.
I want to talk a little bit more about that, you know, being a leader within the Hispanic community, because I have to think, you know, it would be so much more difficult to be willing to step forward and say, yes, I want to be involved, particularly when maybe English isn't your first language. And it sounds like, you know, you've been speaking English for a long time, so that might not be as much of a struggle for you. But for those other families who maybe, you know, it is a more of a challenge and they haven't quite overcome that language barrier and they're working really hard to communicate, being a role model for them to say, you know, don't let that stop you to get involved. You know, talk to me a little bit about that experience as an advocate for the Hispanic community.
So I think that's another part, you know, just having the services for the Hispanic parents in Spanish, you know, having that announcement in Spanish, having your staff at the front desk communicating with them, it makes a huge difference. It makes the parents not be afraid to come to school, not be afraid to ask the questions, you know, because I know a lot of people that are very smart. It's just English sometimes is something really hard to learn when you have all their things going on in life and you really want to make that difference. It's just kind of hard to learn a whole new language when you're trying to juggle a lot of different priorities at the time.
What feedback have you gotten from other members of the community about, you know, your role here and about the way that Transformation Waco is working in the schools?
Well, I think I've received more from working at the faculty center. Of course, there's like different members that were able to see, you know, a couple of videos that I made with another nonprofit, and they asked me, you know, I didn't know you were that involved in your children's education. And I'm like, yes, this is not the only job that I'm doing. You know, this is just basically my fun job right now. This is something fun to do. And then, you know, the hard work comes once I clock out from Baylor. So they're very happy. They always encourage me to do better, to go for it. We have Dr. Archer, you know, inspired me to go for the interview. I mean, just that, it's putting that little thought into you about just doing something different. Like, you can do something different.
Well, I love, you know, you never really know where you're going to get support from.
Yeah.
and who the people around you are. And so opening yourself up to conversations with people that maybe, you know, you might be a little bit uncomfortable to talk to.
Yes.
You just never know where those connections can lead and how that can really help you along in your journey. And so if you were going to give a word of advice to somebody out here listening right now who thinks to themselves, you know, like, I'm just a parent. I just am a worker. I'm nobody special. What do I do? How do I get involved? What can I do to step up and make a difference in my community?
So believe it or not, I feel like that most of the time, you know, I'm not really that important. But then, you know, my kids are looking up to me and I'm important to them. So I am their voice. So I will tell them, just try to do that for them. Like, start small, start with your kids, start at home, have those conversations with your kids, the conversations that are hard. And then from them, you know, you can have a lot of information that you can take to the staff at the schools and just discuss. You know, it can be just homework. You know, you can start with homework. But I do think that it's very important to keep that connection with the staff and just start with something positive. I always said that start with something positive on both sides. So parents, you know, talk to the staff talk to the parents on a positive note. And then whenever there's challenges in the future with your kids, it's going to be easier to have those conversations, and you're going to have willing parents to help you out and at home with the challenges that their kids are having. So just start small and it will grow from there. But you have to be willing to do it. Yes.
I think that's a great advice. You know, be willing and start small. What would you say to parents who would kind of come back and say, I would love to be more involved, but, you know, I don't have time. I mean, I can't be at the PTA meetings or I can't be at the events that are happening during the daytime because I'm working.
Yeah.
Would you have advice for them on how they could kind of make some beginning steps on getting involved?
Yes. I think every school manages that different. For us, it's always about getting the feedback from the parents, what works for you. So it can come as an email. Information can come on an email. We can have a group chat and just share ideas. There's a lot of apps that the schools are using right now to share information. It can be as easy as that. Just keep the communication open. You don't have to be there for every meeting because I'm not there for every meeting. I try, but I'm not going to be able to. There's other things that, you know, we have going on in life. But if you want to, you're going to find the time. You're going to find the time or you'll find an excuse. But, you know, you always try to find that little time to do something different for your kids. Definitely.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense, you know, looking at what resources are available, because there are always resources that the schools are providing. And if you're not sure, you know, just start asking questions and find out who can give you those answers.
Yeah, and that's another thing I like about Transformation Waco. They share everything everywhere. Like Waco ISD has text messages, emails, Facebook pages, everything. So I'm really, really proud of Alta Vista as well, because they have a great communication between parents and staff. At least that's my view.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think once you kind of get involved in a channel, whichever one you pick, it's a lot easier. Like once you find the place that you're going to get your information from, just going back to it consistently and checking in and finding out what's going on. I want to ask you, outside of this sort of new chapter in your life where you're saying, all right, I'm in, I'm on the board, I'm going to help guide decisions about how Transformation Waco works in our community, what other ways are you practicing the sort of new leadership skills in your life? Like, where do you see this playing out in other places in your life?
Well, of course, at work. I am not really, well, I'm kind of new at work, being the supervisor there. So I use a lot of the tools that, you know, I'm able to get from Transformation Waco as well. So it applies to every little aspect of my life. So organization-wise, just having that way of organizing my time now that I'm juggling between work, my kids, my marriage, school, and all the other things that you have going on. I think it helps me a lot just not to be everywhere all the time.
Setting some boundaries.
Yes.
I can say yes to this. I can say no to that kind of thing. Yeah, that's
hard. Yes, yes. I have learned to say no to things, of course. I'm sacrificing some things, but, you know, just like the other day, I had this really important homework that I had to finish, and my son wanted me to show me something. So he was like, Mommy, look at this. And I'm like, just one more minute. Mommy is almost done. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and go for it, you know? And we spent like 5 minutes. That's all he needed right there and then, 5 minutes. So I feel like I'm not sacrificing the time with my kids because I'm still at home trying to do, because I do online school. Mm-hmm. So yes, of course, it's a little chaotic sometimes, but I feel like I'm not just going away to one-on-one class or, you know, in-person class. It's not taking my time in that way. I'm still able to see my kids at home every single day. Yes.
It sounds like your kids and being a mom and being a parent is really kind of the main driving force behind so many of the decisions that you make.
Yes.
I want to ask you, where does your confidence come from? Like your confidence to know, I'm just going to make it work. I've heard you say that a few times, like it's going to happen and I'm going to keep going forward. Like, where does that confidence come from?
Well, again, my mom. She showed me how to do many things and just how to keep going. So not giving up, that's one of the things. Of course, there's, you know, going to be bad times, but I just feel like as a mom, the age that I am right now, Not saying that I'm old, that I'm too old to do this. I just feel like when I say there's no option for me, I feel like that's just keeping me going. Like, you have to keep going. You can do this. Like, I just have to have that thought in my head to keep going. Because sometimes it's hard. But I just feel like I'm usually a very positive person. So even when I'm having bad days, I don't really show it like that. So I've learned a lot of emotional tools as well. How to control myself, how to control emotions, how to help my kids control emotions. So,
yeah.
Yes. Big time.
That's so good to have that recognition of, like, these are the things that I need to do in order to be successful. And one of the things that comes out in this show a lot whenever I'm interviewing guests is this quality of grit and tenacity, and just, we're going to keep moving forward. And, you know, maybe I'm doing something that I didn't expect to be doing, but I'm going to take the opportunity and I'm going to learn from it. And I'm mm-hmm. going to, you know, try to support the people around us. And it keeps coming back to this idea of building stronger communities.
Yes.
And so with our last little bit of time here, what does the future look like for you? What do you hope to see in the next, you know, year or two, 5 years with your role here at Transformation Waco?
So, of course, I want to learn as much as I can. I want to be a part of all the events going on in Waco. I want to see Waco grow. And, of course, I want to see more resources for the people, low-income people especially. I want to see a lot of resources for our kids. I want to see parents getting involved in their children's education. I want to see them taking that step forward and being like, hey, today is the day and I want to be in this meeting. Even though I'm uncomfortable, I want to be there. So just I'm really hopeful for a good future for the kids, especially.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sounds like the kids, your own personal kids, but
yes.
also the kids in your community
yes.
are really kind of at the heart of everything that you're doing. And
yes.
so I think it's a really exciting time to see that there are families and community members out there that are willing to say, hey, I want to fight for something better for this community that we live in. And I'm going to be the first one to step forward and raise my hand and say, put me in, because I want to go do it. And
yes.
so I'm so thrilled to be able to hear a little bit of your story and get to hear, you know, what your experience has been like as a non-native English speaker, as someone who has really achieved these educational goals of moving up in your career, all these things that are coming together. And I'm just really grateful that you spent this time chatting with us today. Thank you so much for being here, and thank you for sharing a little bit of your story.
Well, thank you guys for letting me share with my people of Waco. Thank
yes,
you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Central Texas Leadership Series is a production of KWBU. To hear this and previous episodes, head to the programs page on kwbu.org. On our website, you can also help sustain and grow local productions like Central Texas Leadership Series by making a financial contribution online. Visit the Ways to Support page to learn more.